Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Losers, in other words.
Well...
We had Cleet Blakeman in here earlier, also Richard Reese, who had to leave because he got the trots. I don't know what happened to him. He had to leave. But he's at the Funny
that's
Bone.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, pretty much it. Yeah. He's at the Funny Bone this weekend with Jeff Dye, who will be in the studio tomorrow. Download the podcast, Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com, Radio League is the app.
Unless Jeff Dye catches the norovirus from Richard tonight.
Yeah, we don't know. And you got Alexis. If you have an Alexis in your house, just say, hey, play some Todd and Tyler. And she'll go, okay. I don't know what she says back, but I think it's that. Kindly, she says. Well, she said, those guys are great.
I don't think they respond there. It just happens.
They say, those guys are great.
No, she just. That's what they say. Alexa just listens to me.
I know.
I've been around one. Like if you say, hey, Alexa, play some Bruce Springsteen,
right.
It'll say, okay, playing, here's some Bruce Springsteen
right.
that you might like or
right.
something. I don't forget what it is.
Yeah, but she doesn't get lazy and mouthy and say, well, play it yourself.
No.
Anything like that.
Lazy and mouthy in the morning.
I like my Alexa with a little attitude.
All right, here's some Todd and Tyler, yeah. These guys are, I think Todd and Tyler.
She gets all judgy, really?
Right,
you
want
to listen to that?
Hear a little bit about peeing in coals? Kidding me? But feel free to say to Alexa, play some Todd and Tyler.
Yeah.
Or the podcast tour through that. Also.
And she won't say, do you really want to listen to those jackasses? Again.
Your wife might say that, you know, but
sure.
Alexa's always kind.
That's why you like Alaska. Alexa.
Right.
Born on this date, however, dead now.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Twain and Sir Winston Churchill.
Uh-oh.
And it's Billy Idol's birthday.
I love Billy Idol. So what's who's
Billy
gonna say
Idol
who's taller?
Is 62 today.
You're going to say who's taller?
Oh, no.
Good.
I mean, we could play if you wanted to,
but I wasn't going to play. I don't want
to
play.
I don't think we do that with Born on This Date.
He does it no
dead
matter
now,
what.
Guys.
Why not?
Or do we?
Yeah, he does sometimes.
Oh, yeah, because sometimes you need that one to go in against someone else because everybody's 5'10".
Right.
So you need someone that's not 5'10".
Right.
Craig doesn't play your conventional. Who's taller?
Well, I don't want to play.
Good. So we're not going to.
Nope.
But we could.
You have all the heights.
I have enough.
Of all those people.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Churchill, Billy Idol, and who?
The other one.
Mark Twain.
I don't want people Googling that, so
you
let's go.
You can throw Kaley Cuoco and Dick Clark into there and President Clinton if you want.
The shortest one's Cuoco, I'm sure.
I'm still going to say Billy Idol's taller.
I think Churchill wasn't a short guy. I think he was pretty tall.
Yeah.
So I think Churchill was taller than Billy Idol.
That's going to be my guess is... Winston Churchill.
Is taller than Billy Idol.
I'm going to say Billy Idol.
It's between Churchill and Twain, but I'm going to go Churchill.
I forgot about Twain completely. Churchill's taller than Idol. I know that.
You say Churchill's taller than Idol.
I'm guessing.
So let's go with Billy Idol and Winston Churchill. Who's taller?
They're both Brits. Let's do that.
Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill.
Billy Idol.
Billy Idol is 5'9".
Okay.
Winston Churchill was 5'6".
Really? He looked so much bigger than life.
He stood tall.
He stood round, too.
In his finest hour.
Thank you. Good Winston Churchill.
Who knew he was that damn short?
I know he's that short.
For the record, Mark Twain stood 5'9".
For the record.
So that would have been a push for Billy Idol.
That's been on the record for a couple hundred years.
Yeah. I pictured him as a little bit taller, too.
I really picture him.
Yeah. Kaley Cuoco...
Because he was bigger.
He's hot.
Than
well, the average height back then just wasn't it was shorter.
Yeah.
We could not play, or we do not play. Who's taller? with Kaylee Cuoco and Sir Winston Churchill because they are both 5'6".
All right.
Really?
Well, she's not as sure as I thought she was then.
She's hotter than him.
Yeah, by far.
We don't play Who's Taller with Mark Twain and Dick Clark either.
Same height?
They are both 5'9".
Well, so I guess we are playing this game.
We don't play with Paul Walker and President Clinton either.
Clinton's taller?
Six, no.
Six something?
Five.
They are both
6'2". Oh, 6'2".
Busy day.
It didn't have to be.
I know.
Until you decided that you really did want to play Who's Taller.
I know the audience decided, man, they're begging. They got to hear this.
They were begging. Is that what it was?
They would have Googled the heights themselves, and I'm going to save them. You know
they
would have.
Begging.
Alexa, how tall is Winston Churchill? That's what they would have said. And they would have interrupted the Todd and Tyler podcast, so screw that.
But you did a better job of not cheating on that one,
right.
Greg.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't cheat on the others.
Yes, you did.
No, you guys just went
you
for the
cheated.
Fake. Yeah. That is not a cheat.
Game show hosts, don't throw head fakes.
Nope.
You should know that there's the possibility of that.
We do now.
Two Americans facing possible jail time for, dropping their pants in Bangkok.
That's
These
a song,
Americans
isn't it?
Use the using the handle
One night
traveling
I dropped my pants in Bangkok. I love that song.
Using the handle traveling butts. On Instagram, they've been dropping their pants at travel destinations around the world for years, including the White House. Recently, they were in Thailand and showed their backside at the Temple of Dawn.
Isn't that a beating?
There in Thailand and posted the picture to social media. It's damn close to a beating. USA Today says the men had to pay a fine of $150 and were turned over to immigration authorities.
Man. They beat your ass in Thailand, right? You know, the guy got
they beat your traveling ass.
Right. And your bare ass that you showed for no reason.
Exactly. So don't do that.
I'm all for having fun, but if you're doing it in a country where they might cane you or throw you in jail for 10 years
keep your
for
pants up.
Mooning somebody, right. just maybe don't.
Right. I'm with you.
You know, I think that something that we perhaps should be, has been learned lately is that guys... keep your pants on when you're not at home.
When talking to a coworker in the office, where should you keep your penis?
Excuse me?
Just point on the doll where your penis should be. And remember, there's no wrong answers here, just super wrong answers.
I would say probably you would keep it in your pants.
Yes, exactly. Your penis never needs to be out of your pants at work.
Is that question really on the quiz? Does that really help?
Yeah, Colin, some people need that.
She was great in that bit on that.
She was.
And that HR lady has to come back. Because it's just doubled down now. And that was just, 2-3 weeks ago.
No wrong answers, just super wrong answers.
And she's all hairy and stuff. Like, oh, my God, keep your penis in your pants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true if you're on the porn set.
Nope.
Still, it's true for most people.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but I bet
can you whip your junk out if you're just the camera guy on a porn set, or is that improper?
I bet that guy gets in trouble.
I bet he does.
Right.
Because that's not his job.
I bet he does.
Yeah, he's probably losing a little focus there.
Yeah.
Right.
Although it's perfectly natural.
I don't know if it would be.
There's a lot of junk hanging out in porn sets.
You things that you read and hear... You hear that the porn sets are pretty, not necessarily a sexy place to be.
They're pretty professional. Yeah, you're right.
And you kind of would probably get desensitized to it.
Yeah.
Sometimes the smells aren't the best you hear.
Yeah.
Well, you hear that about here, too. So.
Or anytime you're having sex, you hear that.
You're right. It's probably not as sexy.
I still want to visit one once.
As they make it look on...
I'd still go to see one once, for
on
sure.
On the video.
Yeah.
Well, you would.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
You need to go see.
I'd see that.
Just to see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You love the behind the scenes when it comes to anything.
You do. I was going to be. I almost said something that was going to be taken exceedingly wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But I won't. A courtroom inside The Hague remains closed after a Bosnian war criminal. Decided to drink poison. 72-year-old Slobodan, what's his name, took the poison.
Slobodani. Remember we used to call that guy Slobodani?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, that was a different guy.
I know it was. This is a different Slobodan.
Yes, yeah, that was a different Slobodan. Yeah. He took the poison upon hearing his 20-year prison sentence.
How do you sneak the poison into the courtroom?
I don't know. It's a vial.
They show it.
Yeah.
They show him sipping it. It's a little vial. He drinks it. And then the camera's not on him for some. They won't show you those.
Well, they decided they turned it. The judge quickly shut down the hearing and cleared the courtroom. They took the guy out to the hospital. He's dead now.
He's dead now, yeah. It worked.
Where do most guys in prison smuggle stuff, Todd?
Yeah. It was effective.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, but it looked like when they showed after they read the verdict, it didn't look like he was digging in his ass to get the vial out. It looked like he just went right to his pocket.
He might
have taken it out earlier to have it ready for the
verdict. He had paid somebody off. Somebody slipped it to him.
And we don't know the level of security that he was under.
A sympathizer, yeah. The guy slipped it to him. The lawyer might have snuck it in for him.
Yeah, it could have been anything.
It was the Hague.
You're right.
We don't know their level.
Could have been in the lawyer's briefcase.
Of security.
Listen, if I'm guilty, did they say what kind of poison it was?
No, not yet.
And he's out of their hair now, so what's the difference?
I don't think anyone cares.
No, exactly.
No.
I mean, there's 20 years.
Except for, you would rather see people rot in jail.
Yeah, you would. You would. If they committed war crimes.
But apparently it was something that had no antidote because they rushed him to the hospital, right?
Well, or nothing with an antidote that worked that they could figure out that quickly.
Yeah, they might not have known what he took.
Right.
They didn't know how to treat it.
He's probably not going to tell them either.
Nah, probably not.
You know, if I'm going to take poison, I hope it's not. If it's going to take that long.
Instant stuff.
It better not be excruciating.
You want cyanide. You want instant.
Yeah. If I'm doing that, there better be a lot of morphine mixed up
in
there,
too. Yeah, because remember how Putin poisoned a bunch of guys? That guy from Britain?
Yes.
And he laid there and died for like 2 weeks. They couldn't do anything about him. He just laid there. Yeah,
took forever.
Because Putin murders people, by the way, but we're his buddies now. Remember
and
that.
You would hope
remember
he's
that,
a strong leader.
Yeah. Remember that, folks.
He's a strong leader, so
he
that's
murders
fine.
People, but we are his friends
not
now.
People, journalists.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
That As
is,
we know.
There is a difference.
Journalists are not people.
True.
Yeah, there's a difference.
And you would hope that vial of poison would be like grape flavored or something. You wouldn't want it tasting like cough syrup or something. Last thing you have.
Except the Fox and Friends. Those guys are good journalists.
They are good. Yeah.
There's that. Tyler, wasn't your girl Misha Barton?
No. Misha was the girl I didn't like. I liked the, you mean from the OC?
Yeah.
Which I love the OC. It was the other one.
Okay, I thought it was
the
Misha.
The brunette.
All right.
What's her name, puss?
I mean, Misha was nice to look at. I don't think she was a very good actress.
No, she was a horrible actress.
Is she?
You were thinking of Rachel Bilson.
Rachel Bilson. I dug Rachel Bilson, yeah. I love the OC.
Well, a sex tape featuring Misha Barton will not be released.
I'd watch that no matter what.
Her former boyfriend has agreed not to release a tape of her having sex with another, a different ex-boyfriend. This former boyfriend signed the permanent promise to not sell, distribute, or show any intimate photos or videos of Misha Barton in Los Angeles. He also agreed to stay away from her for at least 5 years. She says the tape was made without her consent, and he was trying to sell the tape for $500,000.
That's too bad. She probably would have been good in that.
Yeah. Yeah, she started drinking after that show.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Trouble. Yeah, she went
crazy. She would have been good in that.
Yep. She
would have been good
in that.
That's the deal.
She would have been good in that, right?
I hate to say. Yeah. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't look good. A new study finds that more than 60% of people who die from opioid overdoses suffered from chronic pain. Many also have issues with depression or anxiety. They looked at the medical histories of 13,000 people who died from overdoses between 2001 and 2007. They suggest that early intervention with people suffering from chronic pain or mental disorders can probably cut down on the number of overdose deaths.
I've heard that chronic pain can be alleviated by weed.
Sometimes.
I've heard that. Yeah.
Sometimes, for some people.
And weed does not kill you. It's crazy.
But it is illegal.
Oh, I forgot
and
you
that. You may not be prescribed.
I forgot that. And no good people.
The marijuana. Yeah.
Juana.
Another person.
Prescription painkillers. They get a little expensive after a while.
Yeah.
So that's why you switch to heroin.
Yeah, but even the opioids without heroin kill you.
That's how we lost Mom.
Yeah, that's right. Mm.
Another person has come forward to claim the body of Charles Manson. Now a person who claims to be Manson's grandson has contacted the sheriff saying he wants the body.
Yeah, there was a grandson out there.
Then there's that other Michael Channels guy who Manson said could have everything, including his body.
What was the relationship between Manson and him?
They were pen pals.
Pen pals, that's right.
Yeah. TMZ says that Channels actually has the will in his favor.
Oh,
the grandson doesn't
will.
Really. Yeah,
the will. Got it.
Yeah, the Channels guy has the will, and everything's in there, including the Manson body. And the grandson really doesn't have any claim over it, except for, well, he's family, but the will says, yeah, something else.
Grandpa Charlie, let's go bury Grandpa Charlie.
Oh man, that would be wild.
Update my living will and give everything to my pen pals.
All right,
good. I guess that would be your. Social media pals.
Yeah, I was going to say, those are your Facebook chat friends.
Now with Manson, it was actually a pen pal.
It's the Labio Plateau, whatever, face group. They get his body.
And all they want is another tibial plateau and not his.
Yeah, I'll tell you, yours will be dead by then.
Well, the other one's good.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They can take that one.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of people who have a right tibial plateau fracture. Oh. I could give them a good one.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
All right. At least five cars severely damaged in Cambridge, Massachusetts after somebody stole a backhoe and went on a rampage.
Oh, that could destroy some cars.
Man. Yeah. Started at 4 o'clock in the morning. A resident in Cambridge, Massachusetts called police after hearing a very loud noise. The witness told police he looked out his window and saw a backhoe hitting a parked vehicle. Another witness said she saw the backhoe when it lost control and swung around, hitting another parked car. So far, no arrests. Police say that they are very surprised that only a couple of people called in with all the noise that was going on.
Oh,
like
my God.
That.
They thought it was a scene out of Transformers.
Exactly.
But they didn't call. No one, only one or two people called and all that.
Well, you can't do anything to stop Optimus Prime.
No.
I guess not.
Todd's got a point there.
Right, just run.
He's got a point.
Run,
there.
Get the hell out of there.
Cleet Blakeman and Richard Reese joined us today in case you missed that. It's on the podcast. Stitcher, iTunes, Say Hey Alexa, Alexa. Alexa, play the
Alexa.
Alexa, play the podcast. Todd and Tyler, that stuff's all on there. Jeff Dye in the studio tomorrow, and the whole gang will
That's
be here,
right.
All right, cool. Looking forward to that. We're tweeting all day at TNT Radio Empire. And all that crap. Just call, say Alexa, play Todd and Tyler.
Yeah, out. We'll see
out.
You. See you at Kohl's. Yeah, sometime this afternoon.
You won't see us coming, but you know we're there.
You got to hear the whole show.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2017 Scripps Media. All rights reserved.